Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance of Santa Saraswati Thakur, and I'd just like to talk a little about the main purpose of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur's appearance, which, from the way that Srila Prabhupada had emphasized that to us, the main purpose was to inaugurate a new way of preaching, a revolutionary way of preaching, which was to distribute transcendental literature, which in itself was not actually a new thing. The Christians had already been for hundreds of years printing Bibles and distributing them. But the difference in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's revolution and what Srila Prabhupada then took up handed over to us was that, well, take the Bible for instance. Scriptures were generally given to believers. Even for instance, when missionaries would go to Africa, what would they do? They would try to convert someone, and when someone became converted, then they would get a book. But our process is different. We see that what we do is we go out, we meet people who are not believers. They don't believe in anything. They don't know anything. They don't believe in anything. They don't have the inclination to become believers or anything like that. But still, just by giving them a book, something happens. So their lives become transformed. And they become believers and then practitioners by getting Srila Prabhupada's books. And this was very, very much the mood that we see in the Krishna consciousness movement, that we're encouraged and enthused to go out and distribute books to anyone and everyone in the mood of the Panchatattva, the way they distributed love of Godhead, and let the books do the preaching, let the books do the work. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared to inaugurate this mission, and of course, because once people do get books and they do become believers, then they should know how to chant Hare Krishna, how to worship deities, how to congregate with Vaishnavas, and so for that reason temples were there. But temples weren't the all-in-all. The all-in-all was that ultimately, wherever people are, they should stay where they are, chant Hare Krishna, and practice Krishna consciousness. In that regard, we need to also, and of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur also wrote books, although his book distribution wasn't as voluminous as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course, Srila Prabhupada then took Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission to new heights. Book distribution really begins with reading Srila Prabhupada's books, which you've heard me mention this before. Srila Prabhupada was not really satisfied that his followers were reading his books enough. And of course, in order to read books, then everyone's got to ask themselves, well, have I got the books? Have you got a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita? Have you got all of Srila Prabhupada's books at home? And if not, well, then the first step is to get them. Everyone should get books. And then following that, recently I was talking to Kesha Bharti Maharaj, and he's told me he's, after, I don't know, 15 or 20 years of editing work, he's really decided that he wants to just get absorbed in reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So he's done a vow where he's reading 40 pages a day. That's a pretty serious commitment. But maybe you can't read 40 pages a day, but even if you can read an hour a day or a half an hour a day, something has to be there. And if that something is there, then certainly Krishna consciousness will spread spread within us, and it will spread to others. And of course, the next thing is, once we're reading the books, and once we've got all the books, is that we should distribute the books. It's about book distribution. And as Srila Prabhupada said, I want all my followers to know the art of distributing books. He didn't say disciples, he said followers. That doesn't mean that everyone necessarily has to join the temple and become a full-time devotee, although that may not be a bad idea for some, especially young people who are wasting their time becoming I don't know what in a university or school. At least they can take out a few years to do that. But it means that even grihasthas who are working, got their own business and so on, they can take a book with them wherever they go. I'm saying this. This is also somebody I just met recently who told me that, I think it was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and he was telling me how he just really clicked with this idea that Srila Prabhupada had wanted devotees that to really fulfill Lord Chaitanya's order. Jare deke tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, give them Krishna Upadesh. And of course, what's the easiest way of giving Krishna Upadesh? That is to give everyone one of Srila Prabhupada's books. So he just determined, all right, every day I'm going to distribute one book. And he said in the beginning, he really had to make a conscious effort, and sometimes it was difficult and took him out of his way. But after a while, he got the swing of it. It was just like breathing. Everyone meets so many people every day. And so we just sort of ask, and obviously people take, and sometimes they give a donation, sometimes they don't give a donation, that's another issue. And so he says, now it's like nothing, and for me to distribute 2, 3, 4 books a day, it just happens automatically. And if everyone did that, book distribution would really, really explode. Although, having said that, it's nice to see that book distribution is really increasing in North America. And I forget how much their increase was, but I think they said that they had a 20% increase over the last 4 years or something like that. They had something like 150% increase in book distribution. In the United Kingdom was the biggest year for the last 15 years. There was something like a 60% increase over last year. So they're really, really booming, really exploding. And that certainly means that good things are to come for the Krishna Consciousness Movement and its members. So on this day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, we should take this seriously. It means being a little bold. But then Prabhupada had said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur lamented. He says he lamented that I only managed to make Kanishta Adhikaris, which is a pretty extraordinary statement. He says, I've not managed to make any real advanced devotees. Kanishta Adhikari means people who won't preach. Satisfied with being devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, believing in Krishna, worshipping the deity, but not going out and preaching. So, and Prabhupada even said more than that. He said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sort of left this world because he was dissatisfied with his followers. Dissatisfied that they didn't really understand his mission and they didn't really want to take it up. They didn't want to inconvenience themselves or go out of their way, which is what preaching is all about. So we don't want to have the curse of being or remaining Kanishta Adhikaris. We want to become Madhyam Adhikaris, Uttama Adhikaris, and for that we need to preach and take responsibility. And taking responsibility for preaching means to distribute books is the best means of preaching. And when we do that, certainly we get the blessings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And from adopting that type of inconvenience, then we actually gain the qualification to become recognized, or we become recognized by Krishna. And that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Any Viratva?
Mantrayam Bhakti Hinam Janasana Jatka Jitanaya Deva Parikunam Kashtame Yatata Bhakti Matrena Tatram Pushpam Pavanchanam Veditanti Vedati Tadhyana Kampeya Vidhina Mantrayana Yatin Shri Bhaktam Vidhya Mantra Vinanga Tatsangam Shantamahasi Vajjana Atavajjana Vishvimantam Shantamahas Tatsavim Dasya Nagarina Matsmiti Seva Vati Rocha Smiti Seva Vati Rocha Matsavim Vishnam Vadiyam Chitsam Nupadadam Shvashkani Vishnam Nishanayana Tashu Namitamamatva Shama